is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
It smells like bliss in here. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, broadcasting from the farm. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. And with us is Storm Bradford, MortgageFraudExaminers.com. Welcome, Storm Bradford.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I just want to read a real quick email that I got. It's just a couple sentences long. It's from a member of the class. It says, "Hi, Vincent. I have two questions. What's so funny every day at the start of your show? And number two, why must we be instructor in class? I see it as radio show and listener. Other than these silly questions, I think your show is great, and you are a hero and an inspiration to many. Thank you very much." Well, let me just address that. What's so funny? Well, I'm delighted to be on great radio stations and great radio networks, and I'm very serious about that. We have fabulous, outstanding, brilliant instructors, and I'm delighted to be with them. And also, I'm bliss. Dr. Sheely's formulation of air bliss. I take it before the broadcast, and it puts a grin on my face. So I hope that answers some of your questions. And, you know, I've got a fabulous, fabulous engineer. Tom is really good at what he does, and we have a great relationship. So you put all that together, and I'm just grinning from ear to ear. And then, why must it be instructor in class? Well, no one else does that, right? I've been a teacher for a pretty long time. I've taught kindergarten, kindergarten through elementary school, high school, college, all the way up through the master's degree. And that's kind of what I do. So in life, I try to share with people around me things that I've learned. So I feel like I'm partially a teacher, and I'm also a student. And I think that we all should be teachers in whatever we're good at, if we're good at, you know, certain things, and share them with as many people as we can without any obligation to the people we're sharing them with. And I'd like to encourage all of our class to be instructors as well as students. I'm still a student. So those are my thoughts. Storm, do you have a response to that?
I think getting the message out for listeners around the country, I think, is most important, because there's so much misinformation out there that, giving qualified, factually and legally correct information is the way to go. And I know that's what you try to do, but, regrettably, there's too much misinformation out there. So, you know, having a show like yours that gets the word out on important issues that affect people here in this country is of the highest importance, in my opinion. Are we still on?
Yeah, Storm, since you mentioned disinformation, misinformation, those kinds of things, should we talk about that with our class, kinds of information that are lead people astray, lies, deception? That's one of the things that I try to expose on this broadcast. For example, there are many people who believe that because the media told us back in the 1960s that we had a space launch, we put a few astronauts in a capsule and we sent them to the moon, they got off, walked around, came back. I don't believe it. I mean, so, you know, there are many people who do. I just don't believe it, and there are a lot of reasons why I don't. And I've had some firsthand experiences with people who work for NASA that I challenged them on it, and they said, well, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Those moon landing photographs were faked. We did them on a stage. I mean, I talked to the photographer who took the pictures. So I know that they were faked. So there are a lot of lies. There's a lot of deception out there. What are your thoughts? You want to share some of things that have impacted you in your life with deception?
Well, I guess, you know, first of all, for those that are old enough to remember this, there was back in the 60s and 70s, you know, one of the cries from people in the nation was always question authority. And, you know, always have those questions there that, hey, when the government tells us something or whether it be the federal or the state government, you know, question that authority. I think it was Ronald Reagan that said something to the effect that the scariest words that you'll ever hear is, I'm with the government and I'm here to help you. So, yeah, I mean, personally, you know, in what we do in our field is litigation support and so forth, and what we do now with our the company we spun off on, Mortgage Fraud Examiners, we just see so much misinformation out there, so much so that when we have a potential client call us and they have all of these, you know, screwy thoughts in their head, they heard this, they heard that, I said, look, you know, your best bet is stay off the internet. Because most of what's on the internet regarding this issue is misinformation. It's not helpful. And if you listen to it, you will lose your home.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've heard so many stories from people who are looking for wet signatures. They're looking for robo-signatures. They're saying, well, you don't own the note, so I'm not paying, you know, the bank that's trying to collect. And they've been able to fend off the foreclosure for a while. But ultimately they lose their homes.
And, yeah. All of those arguments have been shot down by the courts. at the end of the day, I tell, you know, potential clients to say, put yourself in the position of the creditor. The laws are made easy for the creditor to either get his money back or collect on the collateral that was given him. You know, how is it fair to, like you, Vince, if you lent me $300,000 to buy a piece of property and then for whatever reason I stop paying you, why should you have to pay $100,000 to get your $300,000 back? You shouldn't. And that's why the law is made easy for people to collect. Having said that, the majority of these loan transactions have errors in them. The banks have breached the contract. A lot of people are fraudulently induced into these contracts by purposely overappraising their home and that type of thing. But at the end of the day, if they either hold the note or holders of the note own the note, whatever the case may be, they can foreclose. All of this nonsense about splitting the note, you know, you have to produce the original, most of it's just nonsense.
Okay, so in those cases where people are talking about splitting the note, and the note being sold many, many times, and who actually owns the note. So I believe what you're saying is there is a servicer for that note, and that servicer will prevail most times in court, unless there's fraud involved, right?
Yeah, they're going to prevail at the end of the day, and what happens is there's a lot of these cases where these people who sell different types of services and these so-called gurus that espouse all of their nonsense, they're dismissed without prejudice. And basically, if the bank didn't have its paperwork prepared or come in properly with paperwork, and they're dismissed without prejudice, and the judge tells the bank, hey, you want to foreclose on this individual here, you better get your paperwork together, and then you can come back and foreclose. But right now, you know, goodbye, and don't come back until you have it. Well, 99.9% of the time they come back and they foreclose. And who got hurt by it? The homeowner, because he spent money with someone that, you know, we've deemed them pretender defenders, these attorneys that are basically ripping off homeowners by making these stall arguments. At the end of the day, they're making out, because most of them, they charge an upfront fee and then charge a monthly fee. And the longer they can stall it, the more money that they make. But at the end of the day, the homeowner gets unceremoniously booted to the curb.
So how much, Storm, how much are we talking about? When you mentioned pretender defenders, how much money would one of these pretender defenders want to charge typically up front? And then how much are they looking at per month? And the reason I ask this is if someone is in a foreclosure, that person is probably doesn't have a lot of money just to begin with at that point.
Yeah, that's true. And I'll give you an example. I spoke to one attorney. He's from one of the foreclosure capitals, Florida. And he's all over the internet down there making all of these arguments, produce the note, MERS, securitization, capacity to sue, assignment, chain of title, and all this. And I asked him, I said, how many present clients do you have? And he says, I've got about 200. I said, how many people in your firm? And he gets his cat that ate the canary smile on his face, just me. Well, there's no way one attorney can handle 200 cases, number one. Number two, I said, well, if you got 200 clients now, you must have had several hundred in the last couple of years, I would assume. And he says, he's very proud to tell me it had well over 1,000. And do we have to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break and tell us the rest of that story.
Okay.
When we come back, Storm Bradford. Ooh. Storm Bradford's with us. Page one, USAPrepares.com. There's a link to Storm Bradford right there. It'll take you right to his website. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Storm Bradford's with us. MortgageFraudExaminers.com. MortgageFraudExaminers.com. I'll give you his number. 800-540-3926. 800-540-3926. Storm, you were telling us a story about this attorney in Florida who had about 1,000 mortgage clients. So what's the rest of that story?
So he had 1,000. He told me he was very proud to say that he had 1,000 of these homeowners that were in foreclosure. And I said, well, what do you charge these these homeowners? And he said that he says, well, I charge $3,500 up front, and on average, about $1,000 a month until fruition. Well, hold on for a second. We'll define fruition in a moment. I said, how long does it take you to get to fruition? And he says, well, it depends. A year, 2 years, sometimes 3 years. So I said, well, let's do this. Let's take just 1 year at $1,000 a month, which is $12,000, and the $3,500 they gave you up front. I said, is that about the average that you charge these individual 1,000 homeowners? And he says, yeah, anywhere between $15,000 and $30,000. So I said, okay, now. Wow. I said, of those 1,000 homeowners that you've charged upwards of $30,000, how many cases have you won? And that's when he went into his Clinton impersonation, and he said, well, I guess it really depends on what you mean by the word win. And I said, counselor, I'll make it easy for you. You've had 1,000 clients that you've hit upwards of $30,000. How many did you get a financial settlement and or their home free and clear? His answer was none. I said, then what do you think you were doing for those homeowners? He goes, stalling. That's all you can do. Now, just recently, we had a homeowner that came to us, and we examined their mortgage transaction, their contract for breaches and errors and tortious conduct and that type of thing. And in her particular case, she had been foreclosed on. And in her particular case, what we discovered, she could get her house free and clear. So we sent her the exam, and we said, look, you can get your house or compensated for your house in one of two ways or in combination. You can just plainly go after the bank, or you can go after your attorney and sue him for malpractice. But for his negligence and his failure, his malpractice to examine that mortgage transaction, you lost your home. And she says, well, I don't want to do that because he's really a nice guy. And I said, excuse me? That really nice guy was the cause of you losing your home because of his incompetence. Wow. Because what we found, any first-year law student could have found. And I said, if you don't go after him, at least file a bar complaint. He's going to do it to somebody else. Now, this lawyer had charged this individual $30,000. And she goes, well, he's already done it to somebody else. And I said, well, I can imagine he has. She goes, no. He hit my sister up for $25,000 and my best friend for $30,000, and they lost their homes too. This is what's going on around the country. We did a press release on it. Beware of the latest foreclosure rescue scam, pretender defenders, calling out these attorneys for committing malpractice, because when there's a contract dispute, and that's what this is, the bank's alleging the homeowner has breached the contract by failing to make timely payments, an attorney is supposed to examine that contract, looking for breaches, looking for errors, and looking for tortious misconduct. If they don't, it's malpractice. I proved this in the press release. I called several bar associations around the country. I asked I can't remember, it was four or five of them, and I asked the same question. If somebody comes to an attorney in your state with a contract dispute, and that attorney fails to examine that contract for these breaches, errors, and tortious conduct, is that malpractice? And the attorney and all of these ethics counsel for all these bar associations use the same exact word, absolutely.
I love it, because now the homeowner actually has a chance to prevail.
They do. 90% of the time.
How many? What percent, Storm?
90% of the time, there are breaches, there are errors, and there is tortious misconduct, offsets, and other types of problems with these mortgage transactions that the homeowner can take advantage of.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Storm Bradford, MortgageFraudExaminers.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just want to give you a quick update. Meet up on Monday at Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be doing a live teleseminar from Mexico. He'll be on video with us at Ziggy's. And he's the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, the lead physicist for the U.S. Navy at the Pentagon. Okay, Storm Bradford and I are talking about mortgages. And Storm, I used to be a banker. I designed computer systems for three of the largest credit card banks in the country. And so I was in the back room of these banks, and the banks at the time were charging 19.2% interest on the credit cards. I thought that was outrageous. Usury, in my opinion, begins at 10%. So I don't really have any fond memories of banking relationships in terms of what banks charge. So I don't have a problem going after the banks. I really don't. And Storm, so when you look for errors, and when you, what actually do you look for that can help our class today?
Okay, and here's how, this is how the homeowner has to look at this. Again, a foreclosure is an allegation that the homeowner breached the contract. The contract's very clear. We as homeowners promised the bank that we would make timely payments, and if we didn't, they could take our house. Period. End of conversation. It's very unambiguous. And in non-judicial states, which the most states are non-judicial states, the majority are, the legislatures said there's no need to get the courts involved because this is in essence a confessed judgment. The homeowner has told the trustee, if I don't make timely payments, just go ahead and take the house. So that's what we have to overcome. Is the fact if we didn't make timely payments, we have to overcome the fact that we breached the contract. And in order to do that, and I don't care what kind of contract it is, mortgage context or any, in order to overcome the breach, this individual or individuals have to be able to show that the other side breached first. There are errors that would void the contract. They were fraudulently induced into the contract. There were offsets or whatever the case may be. I'll give you a perfect example. I was contacted by an attorney from Georgia who's been an attorney down there for 48 years. And she had heard me on another nationwide radio station. And she called me. She came in halfway through it. And she said, Storm, she goes, I didn't hear the beginning of the show, but you don't happen to be a judge in Georgia, are you? And I said, no. I said, why do you ask? She says, well, I heard you on the radio program. She said, this judge that I went before last week said the exact same thing that you said on the radio program. And I said, what was that? She goes, well, I went before the judge and I told the judge, I said, judge, I said, you know, this loan was securitized and MERS was involved. And the judge stops me and says, ma'am, what does any of that have to do with your client failing to make timely payments, thusly breaching the contract? Oh, well, you know, judge, you know, the pooling and servicing agreement and chain of title. And he stopped me again and said, ma'am, I ask you again, what does any of that have to do with your client breaching the contract? Please tell me that the other side breached first, or tell me there's some sort of an error that I can void it, or that your client was fraudulently induced, because if you can't, I have to uphold that contract and, as a matter of law, turn the house over to the bank. So that's what we have to do. You have to look at the contract, have that contract examined for those problems, and then that's what you use to go over the bank with. Now, just about a week or so ago, in Montana, there was a woman who, I guess, you know, she somehow inherently knew that because she wasn't making timely payments, that she had breached the contract, and she was in foreclosure, so she was gathering her documents up to take to a lawyer to tell this lawyer that, you know, they're accusing her of breaching the contract, and what's she going to do because I don't want to lose my house. And as she was looking through her documents, she said, wait a minute, hold on. I took out a residential loan. This says a commercial loan. Well, she got it to the attorney, and the bank tried to cover up the fact that they had done a commercial loan instead of a residential loan. Well, she just walked away with $6 million from U.S. Bank. There have been tons of multi-million dollar settlements, free and clear titled property, and every imaginable conceivable settlement that you could think of in between, 90% of the time for those individuals that have had their mortgage transaction contract examined.
So, Storm, what does it cost for your services?
Well, it's expensive. It's if somebody is not in foreclosure, it's $2,500. If they've been foreclosed upon, it's $3,000. If they've been foreclosed upon and they're out of their house and they want to try to get back into it, it's $4,000. But as one lady told me here about a month or so ago. She says, you know, Storm, she goes, I sent you 700 pages of documents. And you went through those 700 pages of documents, and you came back about a week later with a approximately 45-page summary of the problem areas that were within that mortgage transaction. And because when you first came to me and told me she had been foreclosed on, and I told her that it was $3,000, she says, I thought, God, man, that's expensive. But she says, you know, like I said, you examined 700 pages of documents. You wrote up a 45-page analysis of the mortgage transaction, identifying all the problems. And I took your exam to this attorney, and he wanted $1,000 just to read it. And she says, can you imagine what that guy would have charged to examine that 700 pages and then write a 45-page report? And I said, yeah. I said, the attorneys that use our services tell us that if they knew how to do what we did, they'd have to charge probably around $10,000.
Wow. So, Storm,
and
what I'm hearing you say,
Vince, not to cut you off, but this is very important for your listeners as well. And every one of these mortgage contracts, don't care if it's a deed of trust state, don't care if it's a mortgage state, but in every one of these contracts, there's a clause in the contract that says that if the borrower finds anything wrong with this contract, he has to give us, the bank, an opportunity to take, quote, corrective action. And the corrective action, and what you do is you have your mortgage transaction examined. You then write this notice of grievance pursuant to contract, dear bank, pursuant to this clause of the contract and this federal regulation that we tell them to put into the grievance letter as well. I'm giving you an opportunity to take corrective action of these following problem areas. Now, the government agencies have made these banks. They have to get back to you within 5 days to tell you that they've received your letter, and then they have to get back within 15 days about what they're going to do about these problem errors that were in your grievance letter. These government agencies have made these banks have a system and a process in place to handle these grievance letters. And you write this letter. We've had several clients that, we had one client turned down three times for a loan mod. They wrote the grievance letter based on what we identified in their mortgage transaction. The bank came back and settled with them. We had another one just up in the Northeast where the bank basically told them, we're doing nothing for you except throw you out on your behind. And, after they had the exam done, they wrote the grievance letter. The bank came back and said, okay, what do you want to settle? We've had several clients get free and clear homes and other types of settlements in between, obviously based on the egregiousness of the errors that were found within the transaction.
Storm, when you look at the settlements that you're able to obtain, are they typically a reduction in the principal and or interest to bring the house back to where it would have been if it wasn't overappraised?
Yeah, the majority of the time, and again, it's based upon the egregiousness, sometimes it goes in waves. Just in the last 2 months, we have like 6 or 8 clients that are going to get their houses free and clear. But that's just more of an anomaly than how things regularly go. Most of the time, you're looking at some sort of something similar to a loan modification, but it's a settlement. The difference, a loan modification is, and we say loan modification is basically a synonym for begging, because these banks don't have to give you a loan modification. Nobody can force them to give you a loan modification. And at the end of the day, what you have to do is you have to go after these guys with the stuff that you find. And then you're in a situation that you're now, instead of negotiating on the bank's terms with a loan modification, the bank is negotiating with you you on your terms. So, again, it's the egregiousness of what is found within the transaction that is going to dictate what the type of settlement is going to be. And as I said, by writing this grievance letter, 98% of the time, you don't need a lawyer, you don't need anything, you just do it yourself. The other 2% of the time is basically, you know, where you get the house free and clear, or there's going to be some sort of a large settlement, like one of these multi-million-dollar settlements. Well, the bank's just not going to cut you a check for multi-millions, and they're just not going to sign the house over to you. So you're going to have to probably, in most likelihood, file some sort of a complaint in order to get that, or some other type of it is a complaint. Sometimes they settle immediately. Sometimes they settle within a matter of time. But like in West Virginia.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388, or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Fox. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Storm Bradford's with us, and we're talking about mortgage fraud. Storm, can you tell us the top few reasons for what you find in contracts, breach of contract or fraud or errors? What are the top few so that we can think about them? And then I'm going to give out your number again.
Yeah, the number one problem that we find is appraisal fraud. And I think most people know why that was there, because these appraisers were basically overappraising these properties to get these loans done. And we find that 80% of the time. And before the commercial came in, I was speaking about a homeowner up in West Virginia that Quicken Loans was ordered to pay them $3.6 million because they purposely overappraised their home. And that doesn't include the settlement that this lady got from the appraiser. And so that's quite prevalent. And the kicker with it is this mortgage, as I recall, was $142,000. They could have given them the house and saved themselves $3.6 million. But matter of fact, Quicken Loans fired that law firm because they should have just given the house to them. So that's probably number one. We find probably broker fraud, you know, upwards of 65% of the time. And what these brokers would do, the homeowner would give their information to the broker. He would take that information, and then most of these brokers were dealing with like 100 or so lenders, and he'd shop that paperwork to a couple of his lenders. And the lender would come back and say, look, we can't do the deal. Well, why not? Well, your client only makes $4,000 a month, and they'd have to make a minimum of $6,200 for us to do the loan. Now, obviously, the broker couldn't go back to those two lenders, so what they would do is they would change the paperwork to reflect $6,200, and then they go to a couple lenders and get the loan done. And but for that fraud, you never would have gotten the loan. You wouldn't be in the position that you're in now to being foreclosed on. So that's a big one. Errors. We had a client, one client that had a 100-acre horse farm. And however, when they were putting the mortgage together, they screwed up and they only put 10 acres to the bank. And they had foreclosed on this woman. But the contract said that I'm conveying 10 acres. as an example, and when we discovered that, and she also had some appraisal fraud and some other stuff as well. She ended up selling her horses and everything to move out. And when we discovered that, she contacted the bank. The bank basically came back and said, how much do you want and where do you want us to stack it? You know, we'll wow. do whatever you want. So there's all types of every conceivable thing you could possibly think of is within these transactions, and that's what you go for. As a side to that, we see all these worthless services like forensic loan audits and securitization audits. That's the newest, services, worthless services out there. Example, I've probably talked to 200 homeowners just in the last month or so, that every one of them had a securitization audit done. Every one of them, their attorneys argued all those different securitization arguments. And every one of them had lost their homes. Matter of fact, if you do any type of a search on any one of these services like Lexis or Westlaw or any of those, just put in the keyword securitization audit, and every one of them that comes up is a loss. Matter of fact, there was one court in Georgia that called these securitization auditors charlatans and their paperwork empty gimmickry.
Storm, let me ask you very quickly, if someone calls you and wants to talk to you about your services, is there a charge for that?
Absolutely not. Matter of fact, okay. We even tell homeowners, don't even pay for a securitization audit. Call us. We'll tell you how to find out who owns your note for free. Not that it's going to help you. Whoever owns it can foreclose on you.
Storm, let me give out that number to contact Storm, 800-540-3926. 800-540-3926. Repeat. 800-540-3926. Storm, thanks so much for being with us today. I think you've opened a lot of eyes about the fraud involved with mortgage contracts. Class, stay tuned for hour number two. Pam Oakes, we're going to be talking about car care for the clueless.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.